They will come back for you, Logan.
All right already, I get it, they're coming back.
Luke, are you all right?
Sure I am, don't you hear that?
Hear what?
That cow, it's talking to me.
Hank, run and fetch some water and a rag. Cal, help me lay him down, check him for head wounds.
What's going on, Cal? Why can't they hear you?
I am not talking to them, but that is easily remedied. There.
What in...
They can hear me now.
Hey, I think that cow's talking.
Which one?
That one there.
You sure? Sounds like that one over there to me.
Well, maybe that one.
Who are you?
I am Basie. We are all talking to you. We are I. I am one mind.
Huh?
What in hell is that supposed to mean?
You are many. Each is one mind. We are one.
I think she's saying...
They all share the same brain?
Nearly so. We are the same brain. Your brain consists of many cells in one head. My brain consists of many cells in many heads.
But cows are, dumb.
Each cell alone is feeble. Together they are strong. Which is more than might be said of you, human.
So all of y'all are named Basie?
I am Basie.
Huh. Why do I get the feeling them little kids in the flying egg weren't cattle rustlers?
The Yolkans are not children. That which you call egg is an interspatial vessel. There are no rustlers, only war.
Oh, hang on a minute. One thing at a time. Well, these Yolkans, if they ain't kids, well, they're awful short little dudes.
They are not dudes. They are Yolkans.
All right. And they're interspatial vessel. What's that all about?
I think she said interspatial.
What's the difference?
It's a ship that travels between stars.
Sure seemed to fly pretty good.
Now, you're saying they can go from one star to the other in that thing, like a ship crossing the ocean?
Yes, and to the worlds which belong to each star, as with the star you call the sun and your planet Earth.
Oh, so they're not from here. They sounded kind of like a Chinaman and did my laundry once.
They are from Yolkan.
Well, how do you know all this?
I am a Lactan. I am the Watcher. I am the Guardian of Earth.
Yolkan? Lactan? I think she means she's from the stars, too.
Just so.
From the stars?
Yes.
And you're the Guardian of Earth?
I am the Watcher. I have been here for thousands of your years, watching over your world, protecting.
From what?
Yolkans.
Well, you're just doing a bang-up job here, sister. What with the way they was blowing up your guts a minute ago?
Yes, the tide of war is turning. The Yolkans grow strong, their weapons more fierce, while I grow weary. They become more resistant to my powers each passing day.
Your powers?
My powers.
What powers?
My powers.
Hey, what the...
Hank?
What's happening? Oh, pretty little Sally Sue! Pretty, pretty, pretty little Sally Sue! Come on down in your wedding gown! Don't you know that I love you? Yee-haw!
Hank, what the hell are you doing? This ain't no time for singing and dancing.
But I ain't doing this. I didn't do nothing.
My powers.
Pretty little Sally Sue, woohoo!
You can make people do things just by thinking it?
Yes, and cause great pain.
But the Yolkans...
grow resistant.
Oh, that's no good.
And they will return. Soon. Tomorrow night.
Oh, now, why wait? Hell, why run in the first place? Whatever ammo they're using a pack's a bigger punch than anything we got.
The Yolkans are easily startled. They expect no resistance from humans. But you have offended them, Logan. You fired upon their commander, Vulcan. He cannot abide being shamed in this manner. He will fall back, regroup, and return tomorrow night.
Always at night? Why is that?
The Yolkans come from a dark world. Their translucent skin cannot abide the rays of the sun.
Like vampires?
No, the vampire come from another world. their sun is reversed. Exposure to yours kills them. The Yolkans are merely weakened by it.
Are you saying that vampires are real?
The vampire are of no consequence to us. They are parasites, nothing more. The Yolkans, they are conquerors of the world.
Who's that?
It's Tom Garrett. He's coming around.
Where am I?
You know where you are, you Yolkan-loving, cattle-killing.
You're an hour or so north of Roswell, and you just got dumped out of an interspatial...
Interspatial?
Interspatial vessel. What were you doing in there, Tom?
I was in a what?
A giant silver egg that flies between the stars. You were in there with the Yolkans.
The what?
The little gray men.
The little gray men have been killing all the lactans.
What in tarnation is he talking about?
The lactans, the cows. Although, strictly speaking, they're all part of a single lactan.
I have no idea what you people are talking about. How the hell did I get an hour north of Roswell? Last I knew, me and Pat was riding into town.
He was abducted by the Yolkans.
Who said that?
The lactan.
Her. Them.
The cow?
Cows.
It is I.
Oh, man. I can't take this. My head is killing me. So's my bum, for that matter.
Thomas, what's your language?
What? I can't help it. Lord, it feels like someone rammed something huge up there.
Like a fence post?
He was probed by the Yolkans as well.
Probed?
Probed?
Yes, the Yolkan anal probe. They forced an array of sensors...
You saying someone did ram a fence post up there?
No, merely an array of sensors...
Hey now. Where the hell's my gun? They got my gun!
Tom, no, please calm down.
You calm down, lady. You didn't just wake up and get told by cows that someone took a fence post up. No, the hell with all of you.
Should we go after him?
No, we'll catch up with him sooner or later. For now, what say we head back to camp? I reckon we could all use some sleep.
But, Logan, what about them Yolkans?
Tomorrow, Cal. We'll think about them tomorrow. I don't know, Sam. I just don't know.
What's wrong?
Well, look at them. Streets full of men with rifles and pistols. They're bringing in more all the time.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Isn't that what you wanted?
Well, it is, but it ain't. I figured, all right, them Yolkans are coming back. We got to give them what for. We get the menfolk together with all the guns they got.
And that's exactly what's going on.
Well, it's no good, Sam.
Well, what are you talking about? Of course it is.
Oh, no, it ain't. I was talking to Bessie, and she said we'd need a lot of firepower. I thought maybe we had it. Now that I'm looking at it... Well, what we need is the U.S. Army and all the artillery it could muster. We need cannons, Gatling guns.
Do we? Really? Or is it possible you're just afraid?
Are you calling me yellow?
No, no. I mean, is it possible you're afraid for them? The townsfolk. Yeah, because, well, it's plain you make pretty free with your own safety. But I don't think you want to see anyone else get hurt.
Well, you saw what those Yolkan guns can do, Sam. Even if we could take their foot soldiers... What about that egg? Bessie said it's like a sailing ship. What if it's a battleship? What if it's got its own guns? I lay you money that metal hull sheds bullets like oil sheds water.
Well, what if it does? What do we do then?
Yeah. Anyone asks, tell them the plan is the same as before. Get everyone together at the saloon by 11 o'clock. That gives you about 3 hours.
Gives me 3 hours? What about you?
Don't worry about me. If you don't hear from me by 11, move on out just like we planned.
Where are you going?
Well, to talk to Bessie some more. After that, I don't know.
Luke!
Yes, Sam? Are you all right?
Yes. I'm fine. I just... Oh, come back safe, okay?
I'll do my best. Bessie! Hey, Bessie! Hey, girl! Bessie!
I am here, Logan.
You... You're not the same cow as before.
We are I. I am one mind.
Oh, yeah, right. I keep forgetting.
Why do you come here now when you should be preparing for battle?
I reckon that's what I'm doing.
I do not understand.
Listen, you said they're coming back for me. Before I came along and started taking potshots at that Vulcan fellow, they were happy just blasting away at you. They weren't hurting people.
Well...
I mean, sure, maybe they were roping someone every now and again and giving them a probe, but nobody's getting killed, right?
That much is true, but...
But now it's all changed because of me. Because of me, the whole town of Roswell is fixing to go down in flames.
It is not that simple, Logan.
Well, sure it is. So why drag everyone else into it? Why not take on them Yolkins all by my lonesome?
Without the others, you will die. Each cell alone is feeble. Together, they are strong.
That's you, not me, not humans.
It is you, Logan. The one called Sam, she looks at you, and in her mind, she sees a species of wolf called Lone. Do you know this species?
Now, how do you know what Sam sees?
I see mines.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, what do you see in mine?
I see the species of wolf called Lone. I see a single cell which does not know the strength of numbers. I see what you are planning to do, Logan. And while I cannot foresee the outcome, I believe it is nearly certain you will perish.
Yeah, well, just try and stop me.
I could, like so.
Oh, my arms, legs.
I could, but I will not.
Can't move.
You are one, as I am. Your fate is your own. Go to your fate, Logan. I wish you well.
Yeah, well, who asked you? What are you worried about anyway? You get to run off into the hills. Ain't nobody looking at you for leadership. Ain't nobody set to get hurt because of you. Don't hand me that. Would you just... Well, what do you know?
Human, I am Vokan, conqueror of worlds. Drop your weapon.
Yeah, I see him, boy. Don't you fret. This is exactly what... Hey, you shrimp, you almost shot my horse. Whoa now. Y'all just stand back or I'll commence the shooting. Now, dang it.
You are surrounded. Drop your weapons or the beast will be destroyed.
You wouldn't.
I am Vokan. Bear my wrath, puny human.
Now, who you calling puny, squirt?
Kill the beast.
Whoa. Okay, you got me. I'm putting the guns down, you see?
Now dismount slowly.
There. Happy?
Human, you are a festering scab, cracked and oozing with high viscosity fluids.
You have insulted my comrade's family and his honor, and now must pay. We shall first open your chest cavity and feast on
but
my...
Not. He is mine! Bring him!
I'd say nice place you got here, except it ain't.
Silent!
Mind if I ask where we're going? Oh, what's in there?
My private chambers. Step inside. Note, as you enter, my prize trophy.
That ain't no trophy, that's a man. Stuffed and mounted. What kind of devil are you?
He was called God, I believe. A mighty warrior signified by the five-pointed medallion pinned to his breast. Still, he died at my hands. His innards were quite frothy. His tongue was bloated my point is, he died at my hands, as will you, human.
The name's Logan, and you called yourself...
Logan, conqueror of worlds. Please, have a seat.
On what?
There.
Whoa, that chair grew right out of...
Sit! I would have you join me for dinner.
You gotta be kidding.
I assure you, I am not. Though I have brought many cultures to their knees by means ranging from diplomacy to corporate raids to violence, bloodshed, and destruction, I am not a barbarian. Would you care for an appetizer?
That don't look like no appetizer I've ever seen. What the hell is it?
An Azarian sandfly, in its larval stage, of course. On my world, they are the rarest of delicacies. The fact that I have one here so many millions of farfetched from Yolkin should tell you something of my awesome power and influence.
Oh, yeah, it does, believe me. Say, speaking of that awesome power, why haven't you killed me yet?
In time, Logan. I have dined with many of my enemies before vanquishing them. Clearly, you are one of this world's great, if misguided, warriors. The most promising opponent I have yet encountered here.
Whoa, back up a step there. Who are you calling misguided, mister?
You, of course. You and the other humans who have allied yourselves with the Lacton.
Well, that ain't misguided. We're seeing clearly for the first time in a long time, thanks to her.
Well, her evil clouds your vision. The Lacton is not your savior. She has been taking control of this planet bit by bit for millennia. You do not know it because your science is so crude, but she fills your feeble bodies with disease. Do you eat Lacton flesh, Logan?
Huh?
The red flesh of the Lacton.
You mean beef?
Yes, beef.
Well, sure.
Then you are already her victim.
Huh?
Bits of this beef lay in your innards collecting for years until it reaches such a level of concentration that it sparks a deadly chain reaction. Your cells begin to mutate and a lactin node is formed.
A what?
A poisonous seed which causes you to sicken and die, and then the essence of your pitiful being, that which you call a soul, is absorbed into the lactin collective. You have become a mere cell in the hive mind. It is her plan for galactic conquest. You are fools to trust her, and so you will die. If not by her hands, then by mine.
Okay, let me get this straight. Bessie is the black hat here.
Black hat?
Well, you know, the villain.
Ah, yes, she is the black hat.
And you're the white hat, the hero, come to save us from her nefarious plot.
Yes, that's it.
Huh.
Right.
I don't buy it.
You don't?
Nope, not for a minute.
Well, why not?
If you were really here to save the world, why would you still want to kill me?
What?
You see, you wouldn't have had to kill me if you got me to buy that heap of prairie coal you're shoveling there. Convince me, I go back and convince the others we fight your war for you.
But...
Hey, you swoop down like a buzzard, pick off what's left, and old Volkan gets another world to his collection. That about right?
You think you're very clever, do you?
Not particularly.
Good, because you're not. Were you truly ingenious, you would have allowed me to believe you had been convinced, huh? You would have left here alive, free of shackles, but now... Guards!
Yes, Lord Volkan.
Take the prisoner to the examination room. Have him probed and terminated.
Oh, some warrior you are. I bet I could take you in a fair fight, you yellow-bellied little...
Silence him! Silence him, I say! What is that?
Lord Volkan, we are under attack.
Well, how about that?
Laugh, human! Your friends will be destroyed. They have not the weapons to breach the howl of the...
Hulbry!
What? How?
Sir, they appear to be firing rounds of large metal shot at us, sir.
But, Kevin, where the hell would they get...
Shields up!
Sir, the shields are up, but they are currently configured to repel energy weapons. They are ineffective against projectiles, sir.
What was that?
Gatling gun, sounds like.
Return fire!
Sir, yes, sir.
And reconfigure the shield!
Sir, that will take some time, sir.
Just so it, damn you! They are trying to destroy our vessel. Do they not realize they may kill you if they succeed?
Well, they probably figured I'm already dead.
Guards, take this human away and prepare for ground attack.
Yes.
Well, take the dead man away, huh? All right. We'll just see about who's taking who.
Uh-oh.
Little gray-skinned pecker woods. Come on. Give me some.
Oh, God, Cal, I thought we had him. The tide's turning.
In their favor. I know. I'm awful sorry, Sam. But I swear, I'll take as many of them out as I can before I go down.
Me too, Sam. When Garrett goes down, it's with his guns laced.
Me too, Sam.
I'm with you, boys. Me too.
Hey, cease fire! Cease fire, I say!
Hey, ain't that their general?
I think so.
Yes, it is. And look!
It's Logan.
And he's got a gun to the varmint's head.
Cease fire, damn you!
Luke, Logan, what have you gone and done now?
Got me a conqueror of worlds, that's what. Don't guess he figured me for a pugilist.
A pugilist?
A boxer, Tom.
Oh, nuked it out with him, did you?
Yep. Didn't take much to find my guns, either. Idiot had them hanging on a peg in his room, right where he was sitting. Say, what are you doing here anyhow, Tom?
Someone had to bring heavy artillery. When I told Mama what these buggers done to her boy, well, you can guess what she thought of that.
She's quite the collector. Now, where'd she get something like...
Excuse me.
Ah, right. Folks, I want you to meet Lord Volkan here. We were just having a chat about what his brains are going to look like outside of this eggy-looking head of his.
You can kill me, Logan, but more will come. You cannot stop the Yogan Armada.
Oh, is that so? All right. There's only one way to do this. You and me gonna shoot it out, Volkan. Your gun against mine. Winner take all.
Luke, you can't.
You got a better way, let's hear it. Otherwise, it's like he said. We kill this bunch, more will show up in their place. Well, that's what I thought. Volkan, I challenge you to a gunfight. You win, I'm dead, and you can do as you like.
And if you win?
Your boy skin out and never come back.
Sam?
I just thought I should mention, duels of this nature here on Earth are traditionally held at high noon. For a duel to be valid in the eyes of our people, this tradition must be observed.
You know, she's right. If it ain't high noon, it might as well blow your brains out right here.
What is this high noon?
When the sun is at its highest point, you show up in the middle of town. We put our backs to one another. Count off 10 paces, turn, draw, and fire. Whoever's left standing...
Ah, very well. I will leave orders guaranteeing our agreement.
Sam?
How do we know he'll keep his word?
You dare accuse me of untruth? I will...
His word is good.
Don't do that!
Sorry.
How do you know he'll keep his word?
I see mine.
She sees mines.
If he succeeds, Logan, he will take up arms against Roswell, then all of planet Earth. If he fails...
I will not fail!
Yeah, we'll just see about that. Now go on, get!
Tomorrow, Logan, you will be vanquished!
Pretty sharp there, Sam, all that high noon stuff. If the sun weakens a little bugger, I might actually have an edge.
Well, someone had to step in. Put that Vulcan together with your lone wolf nonsense, and we'll be damn lucky if you don't get us all killed.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, sure. He'll abide by his word when the outcome's concerned. But what about the fight itself?
Huh. Bessie?
Vulcan is capable of subterfuge, yes.
See? If he can find a way to cheat, he will. What are you going to do about that noble warrior?
I'm not sure yet, but I'll think of something. Comes.
Where is he?
I don't know, but I wish he'd get on with it.
I have come for you, Logan.
Lord of mercy, is that him?
I reckon so, but it looks like...
He's wearing some kind of black suit. It covers his whole body.
Even that eggy head.
Do you think...
Protects him from the sun. I might imagine that's a pretty good bet. Oh, well, he's a black hat. Might as well look the part.
Prepare to die, human.
Sam, I think you better get out of the way now.
All right. But first, a kiss for luck.
She wishes to mate with you, Logan.
Oh, shut your hole, would you?
I have seen it many times, in many worlds. But no matter, when I am done with you, there will be only a smoldering lump of charred flesh for her to mate with.
Yeah, whatever you say. Now tell your boys to get on out of here. This has got to be a fair fight one-on-one. I don't want to see a Yolkan army come charging out of that ship when I gun you down.
No, they will stay, but only as observers, much as your people observe even now.
All I see is that ship with its loading ramp down and its cannons pointed this way. Now tell them to get...
I will not.
All right, then. Tom, bring on the insurance.
Right. Roll out the cannons, boys. Hussy, hoop, hoo.
What is that?
Bessie, you out there?
I am here, Logan.
Ah!
Good. Bring on the troops.
Yes, Logan.
Luckin' scum!
Now, your boys so much as set a foot on that ramp, and they're gonna get shot down, or trampled, or both.
Very well. It is no matter, for in single combat, I am clearly your superior. You will feel the fiery wrath of Lord Vulcan!
Yeah, well, I hope you shoot better than you talk.
Ha! Your primitive firearm is no match for the Yolkan Death Ray.
Yolkan Death Ray, I'll put my number 3 up against your contraption any day, partner.
Foolish human, I have decided that you will die slowly in great agony. To this end, I shall set my weapon to needle mode. Your carcass will be punctured with needle-thin beams of energy, rupturing internal organs, causing exquisite pain and ultimately death!
Yeah, you do that. Now holster the damn thing and let's get on with this.
Very well. 10 paces, you say?
Yep, 10. You make yours long. I'll shorten mine up. We ought to come out just about right. Then turn, draw, and fire. Good luck to you.
Goodbye, human. And now you die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10!
I'm hit!
Oh, Luke, your leg!
Why, you sidewinding little... The bullet bounced right off you!
Foolish human! My suit repels your puny ammunition, and now I shall finish you!
Not so fast!
Ah, my weapon! You shot it from my grasp!
Oh, what? You forget I could do that? Now dance, you gray-skinned little bastard!
Oh! Hey! Ah!
Okay, now come here.
Wait! What are you...
I bet this helmet of yours comes off pretty easy.
Ah, your son! The pain!
Yeah, yeah, and I thought so. Now, if I were you, I'd be more worried about the primitive firearm pointed between them buggy eyes. Call your men out. They got to hear your admission of defeat. Do it!
Very well. You heard him! Kill her!
Pony to the bottom of the ramp, no further. All right. Now, tell you what, I'm going to let you live. You and your boys just skin out of here and don't come back.
Well, about that, there's one small problem with our agreement.
I'm the wrong man to give problems right now, mister.
But it is beyond my control. By Yogan law, I can only promise that my people will not return so long as I, the defeated, and you, my conqueror, live. When you and I are gone, this treaty will cease to exist.
What if we just go ahead and kill you?
Then no one will know of our treaty. Your world will be overrun by the Yokin. You will all be destroyed.
This is the best deal you can offer?
I swear it. I'm my mother's egg.
Bessie?
He speaks the truth.
All right, then. Go on, get! What are you stopping for? I said get!
You were a worthy opponent, Logan. I wish you long life.
But not so long you can't come back here and conquer the earth before you die.
Of course. You will not live forever. One day we shall return to this village you call Roswell. We shall conquer it and then the world. Farewell, humans. You will be vanquished!
Get out of here!
Yeah.
Go on! Well, they're gone. I reckon that's it.
You did it, Luke.
Oh, no, Sam. We did it. Everyone did.
Hold on now. That doesn't sound much like a lone wolf to me.
Each cell alone is feeble. Together, they are strong.
I reckon you're probably right.
So, what are you going to do when we offer you the sheriff's badge again? We will, you know.
Aw, hell. I reckon I'll probably take it. I'll go on with you now. Aw, shucks.